here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And like Joe said, he's ready to run because we're talking Sacktown, we're talking Cherry Blossom Run, all that type of stuff, which co-op is obviously heavily involved with. So give folks out there a quick rundown on how co-op is involved with these two runs that are going to be happening, April 5th?
April 5th and 6th, coming up. So co-op is a sponsor of both of those on kind of both coasts. So it's a lot of fun to kind of cover the whole country. So I sit on both committees for both runs.
Oh my gosh, how do you do that?
It's webinars now. We go.
Take advantage of the technology. Yep, yes, indeed.
Totally, most definitely. But both runs are great. I've actually run the Sacktown race, participated there. They do a great job there with the California Nevada League that is running that particular run there. So work heavily with them. But they do a great job of tying in the actual hospital in the area as well, too. So we go into a press conference at the hospital.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
We see the kids do a little run around the center. It's amazing. Yeah, wow. It's really, really cool. And then this year for the Cherry Blossom Runs, our first year where we're one of the title sponsors.
Oh, congrats.
So adding out here, coming, and we got some runners. We got 10 of our employees that are going to be running the race, actually.
Nice.
And then we'll be at the finish line there holding that tape for that first place runner. so that'll be a fun thing. It's coming together, and it looks like it's gonna be a great
race. These two races are just like you said, they kind of bookend the country, obviously.
Totally.
But they do so much good, not only for credit unions but for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Most definitely.
So just fantastic all the way around. So tell us about helping manage co-op's purpose. What is this all about, and how do you guys manage
it? Our co-op's purpose is really our way of giving back to the industry. And so we really partner with a lot of the credit union organizations from CUNA. That's why we're here. Obviously, we love the show. But CUES, NAFQ, those kind of ones who are really propelling the credit union industry forward. We like to pull alongside them and see how we can help them and support them and what they're doing.
Right.
And they in turn can help what we do and things back and forth. So, and we do a lot. We do probably, under that umbrella, we do about 78 different trade shows a year.
Oh my gosh.
Where we go out and we are in those shows.
Wow.
We're there with those partners.
Yeah.
Just really, really getting in front of our clients, getting in front of the industry as a whole. So that's part of our industry relations. And under purpose is really our opportunity to pair our clients with great organizations that do amazing things on the charity side. So Children's Miracle Hospitals, our Miracle Match program is a phenomenal program. It's been around for a number of years. We've kind of revamped it in the last year or so. So we really target our particular clients, and we go to them and we explain the program to them, and whatever they're doing in their fundraising, we pull alongside and help them. So we match what they're doing.
Gotcha.
So this year, us and all of our credit union partners, we were able to raise about $3.6 million for CMNH, which is our largest that we've done in the last 5 years.
Well done.
So that's in a year, so it's a pretty good deal. So
love
pulling alongside and helping people and do what we love to do.
Yeah, that was my next question. I was gonna ask about your affiliation with the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Yeah.
But you guys do tremendous work for those.
Well, it's a great organization.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I know they suffered a great loss in the last couple of weeks with John's passing.
Oh my gosh, what a shocker. And just
crazy.
Takes your breath away. He's such a cool guy. He was on the he's been on the show a number of times, and just
he's
he was actually one of our very first guests
really?
The show back in the day, and like we've always appreciated their support, and we want to give back as well. So just really cool.
Totally. That was a sad thing.
But
they're carrying on the work that he's done and moving forward. So
indeed. Let's see what else. Talk about the conference in general. How's the GAC going?
It's fun.
I let you go.
This is a great show. I don't know if you've been here for years, but it's just a great place to see all of our clients, first of all, and have them all in one place. So we do some fun things kind of outside of the show as well. We do our CEO luncheon with Todd today. So give him an opportunity to kind of talk with CEOs directly in our lounge here at the show. And then we do a fun party tomorrow night for our clients here in town. But the show itself is great. Great opportunity to see folks on the floor. And then there's tons of events happening each night. So it's a lot of networking.
It's never ending.
It's constant. Totally. Yeah, but it's a great time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You guys do it upright. So
Thanks, man.
Keep up the good work you guys did.
Thank you.
Do some great, great stuff. Not only for credit unions, but for these charities as well. So
thank you so much.
Kudos to you guys for stepping up. Always.
Awesome.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate
good seeing
it.
You, man.
There he is, Joe Franklin, Co-op Financial Services. He's going to be on the run, literally,
totally,
next month.
Have a great day, man.